You're listening to SBS News.
No one's calling anyone names, all right?
You don't know.
I do know. Police, can we please remove this person?
Tensions from the conflict in Eastern Europe have spilled onto the streets of Sydney as Australian Ukrainians rally behind their homeland. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a global call out to citizens of the world to help defend Ukraine. While that plea has been met with sympathy, Australia's advice is to not join the fight. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has a strong message for those considering the move.
Australia's advice for travelling to Ukraine is do not travel. Do not travel. That is clear. We are aware of the potential for Australians who may seek to do that, though, to travel to Ukraine, and we will continue to monitor that. But Australian law, existing Australian law, prohibits Australian citizens and residents and holders of Australian visas from engaging in hostile activities overseas unless serving in the armed forces of a foreign country.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has warned of legal uncertainty for people who try and join the war.
Well, this is a complicated situation, and at present it is still somewhat unclear what the President of Ukraine has proposed. Our law sets out arrangements where people can be involved in official activity by a sovereign state, which Ukraine obviously qualifies for, but the nature of these arrangements are very uncertain.
He has echoed the Foreign Minister's comments by advising against Australians travelling to Ukraine.
I would counsel against making assumptions about the legality of such activity at this point, given the uncertainties that are associated with the arrangements and the force that the President of Ukraine, Zelensky, is putting in place.
Australian law prohibits foreign fighters from joining overseas conflict unless serving under legitimate armed forces. Charles Sturt University's Director of Terrorism Studies, Levi West, says the legality is not clear-cut.
As a result of the Azov Battalion technically being attached to or a component of the Ukrainian military, it means that travelling to the Ukraine to participate in conflict is not equivalent to a foreign incursion offence. That doesn't mean that the state has no means at its disposal. We have stopped at least one individual publicly from travelling to the Ukraine, had their passport cancelled. So there are ways to prevent people from going to Ukraine to dissipate. But technically that means that you're fighting for a state rather than against a state, and that is legal.
He says there's a fear that Australians could return radicalised and pose a threat back home.
The risk is that people go over there, they are, in the first instance, harden their ideological commitment because they wind up in an isolated, remote from anyone else, so only surrounded by fellow travellers. But more substantially is that they gain additional training and battle experience, so they become more capable at undertaking and prosecuting violence.
President Zelensky's call out has clearly been heard here in Australia. Ukraine's embassy in Canberra has taken about 20 calls on Monday from people interested in joining the fight. The United Kingdom's Foreign Secretary has said she'd support Britain's joining the military effort. But Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is taking a different approach.
Australians who travel to fight in Ukraine with a non-government armed group on either side of the conflict, or who recruit someone else to do so, may be committing a criminal offence. So I think it is very important for individuals who may seek to do this to be clear of the provisions of Australian laws that may apply to their activity. And frankly, I would strongly encourage them to observe the travel advice, which is do not travel.
Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong says she supports the government's advice.
Whatever the legal situation is, the clear advice from the Department of Foreign Affairs, which again is supported today both by the Prime Minister and also by Ukrainian representatives here in Australia, is to discourage people from travel. And I would urge Australians to respect that advice. I understand this is a very difficult situation. I understand many Australians have families who are experiencing the sort of conflict we have seen. That is very distressing, but I would encourage people to follow the advice of government.
The government has also warned people not to travel to Russia. Australian sanctions on Russian leader Vladimir Putin and his inner circle have come into effect. Bill Browder is the head of the Magnitsky Global Justice Campaign. A global activist who has led the push for such laws, he has welcomed Australia's stance on sanctions.
The most important thing that everybody can be doing is providing assistance to Ukraine in fighting off this invader, whether that's in the form of military equipment, medical supplies, financial aid, or of course, financial sanctions. We're in a very dangerous situation where things could get a lot worse. And most importantly, Vladimir Putin isn't going to stop with Ukraine. He'll move on to NATO countries. And so it's crucial that we all pitch in and do whatever we can to stop him where he is and not escalate to the point where we're in a West versus Russia war later on.
And European Union Ambassador to Australia, Michael Pulch, has made a plea to take up the fight without violence.
Every country has to contribute to what we can to make it sure that Russia understands it's the world community that speaks here. And Australia does its bit.
Arianna Lucente, SBS News.